Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac today, Wednesday, May 6th. 127 in, 239 left to go. Agriculture would never be the same this day in 1837, both because of the person who did this and what he did and what he invented and created. There actually was a man named John Deere. He was a blacksmith. He started as a blacksmith in Grand Detour, Illinois. He creates the first steel plow. People have been trying to use wood and whatnot, but he came up with a steel plow and to turn the land, and the rest is history. It was obviously a single-bottom plow. It wasn't an eight-bottom plow. We had one of those. We had a horse-drawn plow that we used to have on our farm. We didn't use it. It was more, we had it all painted up, and it was more of a centerpiece, something on display.
Right.
I think we had to display it on an old stump, but it was kind of nice, kind of neat to have some of those old implements around.
Yeah.
So, John Deere, I'm sure he'd be happy to know right now that there is a golf tournament where the guys shoot like 50 under named after him. Right?
Yes.
I don't know if John Deere, the blacksmith, was a golfer. So, 1889, let's talk French and then Paris again. The Eiffel Tower dedicated on this date.
Very
1889
nice.
At the Universelle Exposition, which was basically World's Fair, but the French having to be different, they called it something different,
right.
Universal Exposition.
Sure.
Also, that same exposition, Eiffel Tower kind of took all the spotlight here, but actually kind of under the radar was the first automobile, the Mercedes-Benz, also on display.
Very nice. And that was what year again?
1889. Wow. White Sox this date, the baseball club, 1903. Yes. Been watching any Korean baseball, courtesy of ESPN.
I have not done that yet.
You should, because they actually have a team over there called the Twins.
Ah.
And the logo is similar. It's not the same, but it's kind of a similar logo. I think they have pinstripes, so you could check that out. I didn't watch any of it, but some of the people that I follow on Twitter, they said they weren't hating it.
Okay.
It was a high-quality baseball. You can't say that for this date, 1903. It was not high-quality baseball played by the Chicago White Sox. They commit 12 errors in a game against the Detroit Tigers. Either the field was rough, and actually I looked into it, they forgot their gloves. They forgot their gloves, and just as it turned out there in Detroit where they were playing, right across the street was a restaurant supply company, so they used oven mitts.
Well,
and still committed 12 errors. Just think what it would have been without the oven mitts.
Yeah.
I'm thinking 2021 errors at least.
It could have been.
So in 37, this happened.
Oh, 400 or 500 feet into the sky, and it's a terrific crash, ladies and gentlemen. The smoke and the flames now, and the frame is crashing to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. Oh, the humanity and all the fans.
Oh, the humanity. That's what I say when Neil steps up to the tee box.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the humanity. That's where we get that from.
Yes.
That gentleman, the Hindenburg disaster, the radio broadcast of the Hindenburg, there was static in the sky. They had a metal-based paint and hydrogen all combined. It was a combustible mixture is what it was.
It did not
work. And 36 people died. Some actually did survive. They were able to jump from the little compartment there, the gondola.
That's amazing.
Below the Hindenburg there. It ended the age of Zeppelins. I mean, we still have blimps, but they don't use hydrogen anymore. It's all helium, because that's lighter than air, too.
Right.
So, 57, the last episode of I Love Lucy ran on this date.
Fred, this is Lucy on the intercom.
Oh.
Is Ethel there?
No.
Where is she?
How should I know?
Well, she's your wife.
Well, did you wake me up just to rub it in?
An actual clip from the last new episode, the last first-run episode of I Love Lucy, the state in 57, ran 6 or 7 years. And then they continued it, but they called it, as you may remember, the Lucy-Desi Comedy Hour.
Right.
Is what they called it after. It was no longer the I Love Lucy show because Desi Arnaz wanted his name on the marquee.
Yeah, he felt a little left out.
Because he was so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That was in 57. Hey, we're setting an almanac record today.
We are.
First time ever that four news items happened on the same day, same year. We have four items from 1994.
Really?
On this date. The first one, Pearl Jam filed a complaint with the U.S. Justice Department against Ticketmaster The popular group claimed the company had a monopoly on the concert ticket selling business. And then more companies, your StubHubs and your SeatGeeks and all these Ticket Kings all came out a little bit later as well. So there is some competition, but those fees are still ridiculous. You buy a $9 ticket, yeah, that's $27 in fees.
Right. It's so bad.
Hello.
It's out of control.
I think Garth Brooks had some problems with Ticketmaster, too, and other third-party ticket selling entities.
Yeah.
1994, same day.
The Queen started her historic journey from the new Channel Tunnel terminal at London's Waterloo Station, aboard one of the Eurostar passenger trains that will eventually whisk travellers from London to Paris and Brussels in around 3 hours.
And in the middle, she would meet French President François Mitterrand, and the channel was open. I mean, it was an engineering feat among feats.
It really was
tremendous, as they were able to tunnel underneath the English Channel. The Channel Tunnel, you know what they call it for short, Neil? You know what the nickname for it is?
The Chun?
Close, the Chunnel. You are very close. Yeah. Chunnel. Mm-hmm. Just remember that for next year.
Okay, I'm going to make a note.
Same day, 94.
I'll put it this way, that he presented himself to me in a very unprofessional manner. And I would call it sexual harassment.
That's Paula Jones, this state, accusing President Clinton of propositioning her. President Clinton would go on and say that he denied that.
Mm-hmm.
He said no. He said, I didn't. But, you know, when you proposition seven or eight women a day, it might be hard to remember.
Right.
Don't you think?
Well, it could be.
So that was in 94. And then on the same date, after all that, if you tuned into The Tonight Show with Jay Leno, you might have seen this.
I love Jay very much, and I thought, well, what if I don't know, what if I
set his furniture on fire?
Oh, don't set that on fire.
Now you have to sit in this. Now sit down, sit down.
So Jay Leno with Bobcat Goldthwait, who's a little weird.
Yeah.
You're a fan of Bobcat Goldthwait.
No.
He was great in some of the later police academies.
Yeah.
He's got a distinctive delivery. I don't think he talks like that all the time.
I hope not.
So he set a chair on fire.
How'd that work out?
Well, it worked out because we're still talking about it.
I guess.
We're still talking about Bobcat Goldthwait here in 2020. Think about that. He was banned from the show, though.
Ah, okay.
The fire marshal wasn't all that excited. Well, what do you think of the Hollywood fire marshal?
Well, he was doing his job.
Was he doing his job? Was he even there? He was in the movies. He was of a Grauman's Chinese theater putting out fire out there.
That could be.
One of the hibachi grills. And then in 97...
We'd like to thank the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because, you know, they've inducted us and that's a wonderful thing. And we thank this whole organization for doing this for us. We are in fact the enigma with the stigma. We know this. We're aware of it. We hear it every day. We live with it. We have suffered. But tonight,
suffered. That's Barry Gibb, obviously. The Bee Gees were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on this date.
Suffered.
In 1997. Yep. Their records were burned and banned and steamrolled and crushed. That had to affect them emotionally, didn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, another little guy named, you may have heard of him, Michael Jackson, was also inducted in that same class.
It's a pretty good class.
Into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 1997, 2004.
Well, do you guys have to go to the new house right away, or do you have some time? We got some time. Okay, should we get some coffee?
Sure. Okay. Where?
Chandler with a funny. That's the very last scene of Friends, final episode of Friends after 10 years on NBC.
Pretty good run.
They're supposed to do some kind of a reunion here.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
So still waiting for that to happen. I'm sure it's delayed due to COVID-19.
Mm-hmm.
And then a year later, 2005, in Augusta, Georgia, a statue of James Brown was unveiled. The bronze life-size statue was to commemorate Brown's musical accomplishments, which is good. The statue to commemorate his multi-state police chase. That's in Virginia, just outside the jail. Birthdays now.
Well, you may run like Mays, but you hit like shit. With your speed, you should hit the ball on the ground and be legging them out. Every time I see you hit one in the air, You owe me 20 push-ups.
Willie Mays is 89. That's not Willie Mays Hayes.
You're all different guy.
But Willie Mays, the Say Hey Kid, one of the best to ever play the game. How many tools did he have? Did he have all the tools?
Yes, five tool.
Yeah. Willie Mays.
He did it all.
Still with us, 89.
What a good guy.
I woke last night to the sound of thunder. How far off, I sat and wondered. Started humming a song from 1962.
This was his first top 10 hit, Bob Seger, Silver Bullet Band.
Funny how the night moves.
Still one of my all-time favorite concerts.
Against the Wind. This is my favorite Bob Seger song.
That
Catmandu is good. You should name a cat. Next person to name a cat should be Mandu. Why'd you name a Mandu? Catmandu.
Right.
Ramblin' Gamblin' Man, that one's good too.
He's got a long list
of good
ones.
Do you have a favorite Bob Seger song? Too Hard?
Turn the Page. Might be right there.
Solid. Still the same. Mm-hmm. Bob Seger, 75.
It's just this empty place inside of me that only he can fill. Torn between two lives.
It's light rock on the Bob Almanac today. Mary McGregor, actually born here, went to the University of Minnesota and has one of the biggest one-hit wonders of the rock era, Torn Between Two Lovers.
Light rock from the 70s there.
Yes. Mid-70s.
Good one.
Somewhere in there. So she is 72 today. Is Tony Blair your favorite British Prime Minister?
He's, you know, probably top five.
He's 67.
John, welcome to Hollywood Squares. Great to have you there on your couch watching us. Great also to have Alec Baldwin back in the center square. Give it up for Alec.
Tom Bergeron, if there's a show, he's hosted it. He kind of paved the way for, what's his name? Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Tom Bergeron is 65. Where does Neville Chamberlain fall in your list of all-time great prime ministers of Britain? Outside the
just,
top five?
Just outside the
he
top
He was somewhat five, yeah. Wishy-washy. Roma Downey, what time is it?
When it's TV theme time, Jim.
Down the road.
You know, I don't know why they didn't have Victor French sing the theme to Highway to Heaven. Della Reese sang the theme to Touched by an Angel. Why didn't Victor French in his A's cap
right.
sing the theme to Highway to Heaven? But anyway, this is Della Reese and, of course, her co-star on Touched by an Angel. She was the angel, the good-hearted angel coming down and helping people out of a jam. That's what I want my angel to do. Help me out of a jam. Hey, can you fix this ticket? Can you fix this ticket for me? Roma Downey is 60. Not Roma Downey Jr., though. It's
no.
Roma Downey.
Okay.
60. George Clooney.
$1 million.
$2
million. You don't have it.
$3 million. I'll borrow it from you. $4
million. $5
million. That's a utility belt, not a money belt. $6
million. $7
million.
Never leave the cave without it.
He's got his own credit card. He was one of the Batmen. And he's actually gone on record and apologized to people for ruining Batman, that particular franchise of Batman movies. George Clooney's been in a lot of things. Oh, we need to correct something. As I was reviewing a past Bob Almanac, which anybody and everybody can do at mybobcountry.com, we inaccurately said that it was
Matt Damon.
It was Matt Damon. It should have been Ben Affleck.
Yes.
I noticed that as soon as I heard that.
You
big dummy.
Yep.
George Clooney, 59, one of the best goalies all time in the NHL. Martin Brodeur is 48. Somebody sent out a social media post with Martin Brodeur, Patrick Waugh, and Dominic Hasek, who is the best of all time of those three. Hasek and Brodeur, they have more Vezinas and more wins and stuff. But for me, Patrick Waugh kind of set the stage for those two because he's kind of the first one that ever did the butterfly style of goaltending.
Yeah, seemed like if you needed a big game win, he was pretty good back there between the pipes.
And rapper of the day, Meek Mill, is 33.
Meek Mill
is 33.
Gone but not forgotten, Sigmund Freud, the psychiatrist and author, 1856.
The Freud dude.
There you go. Robert E. Perry, remember him from your history books? He discovered the North Pole and Greenland, for good measure. You remember Raymond Bailey from the Beverly Hillbillies, perhaps?
Did you send my limousine for the Clappets?
As per your orders, Chief.
How am I going to explain the complexities of modern-day investment banking to a couple of hillbillies? I barely understand it myself.
Good stuff.
With Miss Hathaway there, Nancy Culp. Raymond Bailey played Milton Drysdale in the Beverly Hillbillies, 1904. He was a coach of the Jets. He's got a fine name, Weeb Eubanks. We need another Weeb in our life. He's the only one I really know of. Weeb Eubank, 1907. Remember Orson Welles?
Old Paul Masson himself said it nearly a century ago. We will sell no wine before it's time.
You know, it sounds like from everybody that he was just an absolute joy to work with, Orson Welles.
Huh. Really? Okay. I can believe that. I love that pause for effect there in that spot. He did it well.
He needed to get to 30 seconds.
Voiceover.
It was a 30-second TV spot, so he had to pause get to 30.
Well, it worked.
Otherwise, it would have been 29 and a half.
It worked. Actor, director, producer Orson Welles. Born on this very day, 1915, and boxing great Reuben Hurricane Carter, born on this day, 1937.
Did anybody chew his ear off?
I don't think so, but he was, in jail for something that he didn't do.
Do you think, Evander Holyfield is the one who right. Mike Tyson bit his ear off.
And just gives me the willies.
And if Evander Holyfield is... want to one of the people that think wearing a mask helps you mm-hmm. and he's going to wear how's he going to wear a mask? He only has one ear.
Yeah, I don't
I
see
mean
that.
One it kind of wraps around one ear. I mean, what's he doing using duct tape there on his yeah. cheek?
He rigged up some Velcro.
So I feel for Evander Holyfield if he's wanting to wear a mask. Okay, that is the Bob Almanac. They're
but
gone.
Not forgotten.
But not forgotten. Would you like to start a Bobathon, thus starting up what we like to call a no repeat workday with one of these three songs? Oak Ridge Boys. Wasn't there an Oak Ridge Boys option
yesterday?
Well, we're going to give you another one.
All right.
Okay? I just can't get enough of the Oak Ridge Boys.
Yes.
Come on in. You did the best that you could do. Zach Brown Band with the help of Jimmy Buffett, Knee Deep, or Conway Twitty, Don't Call Him a Cowboy.
Well, let's go with the Oak Ridge Boys. I love that tune.
KDDG Albany. KDDG.